All right, welcome today to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Today, my guest is a YouTube sensation, if I've ever seen one here. Chris Berry has over 110,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. He's a painting contractor known as the Idaho Painter. He has been slugging away doing video content, stuff like that, since probably 2011, 2012. And I'm excited to have him on the Contractor Fight today because he's a guy that I've been trying to get on here for several months because I highly encourage that every contractor take control of their marketing message and create some sort of content to establish them as the industry expert. Chris, welcome to the Contractor Fight. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Hopefully you can help some contractors out today.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. So was I right that you've been on YouTube since, what, 2011, 2012?
It's been right around that time. I think I've been on there somewhere around 6-7 years now.
Holy cow. Well, before I kind of dig into that a little bit, give us a little background on you, your business, how you got into this thing and into the painting trade at least.
I've been a painting contractor. It's probably over 15 years now with my own business. And I started, in the contracting industry as a young kid, probably around 12 years old, working for my father who built custom homes. So I grew up in the contracting industry, eventually went off to college and got 9 years of college education, a couple college degrees, and decided I wanted to start a painting company because I was in, in desk jobs doing what I did in my major and outside my major too. But the economy was kind of going up and down, and I was in the computer industry and getting laid off and moved to different companies, and it kind of got old and decided to start a painting company to attempt to control my own destiny. And if I worked hard, I would have work and I would, have success if I, put the effort into it. And I started my painting company. It's somewhere, 15, 17 years ago. And as soon as I started the painting company, it was a lot of work, but it started doing really well. And it's just been a great opportunity. I love painting. I love what I do now, my job, even though you don't even need a high school education for it. My college education has helped a lot, but it's a career in painting can just be a very rewarding career and just a great career to have.
Well, that's cool. I grew up in the painting trade as well with an uncle and a grandfather, ran my own residential and light commercial business outside of Chicago for a number of years. And so I think that's what originally put you on my radar several years ago when I was back in Chicago. I'm in Colorado now, so I'm just down the road from you a few hours. And remember just seeing some of your videos, and I remember thinking, okay, there's got to be something to this whole content thing. So how many, you were in it 6-8 years before you started jumping on YouTube?
Yeah, when I first started painting in the very beginning, I just kind of had a sense of marketing my company and how to go about marketing my company. I have a background in computers. So that background includes computer networking and developing web pages and stuff like that. So when I started my painting company, I had that advantage to develop my own web page and start in that way. And so I was kind of in the web development, and I really understood the SEO side of things and search engine optimization. And I understood back then that you needed to be on the top of search engines and if you wanted to be recognized. But still, back then, cell phones weren't a big deal. People still used the big old fat yellow page phone books and stuff. And so the computer, being found on the computer and being searched by Google just wasn't a thing back then. And eventually, it started to become computers, cell phones, iPhones started becoming bigger. And I think the first thing I noticed was Facebook and YouTube. And Facebook was the very first thing. And I had a good sense of marketing. I did a lot of marketing of my company in free ways, including door hangers and pull tags at grocery stores and stuff like that. I was always seeking ways to market myself that didn't cost me anything. And so I noticed Facebook out there, and Facebook was really a kids thing back then. And it was all kids using it. But I looked at it and said, there's just got to be a way to market a business, you know, using Facebook. And I didn't know how I was going to go about doing it, but I just knew it was important to create a Facebook page. So I created one. Now I've got 5 Facebook pages, but, you know, and it was the same with YouTube. I saw YouTube out there, and YouTube was just a way for kids to watch, you know, videos, music videos, and just weird things like kids fighting on the street and just stuff like that, just odd, bizarre things. And I figured, you know, YouTube's out there. There's got to be a way to market your business and market my painting company using YouTube. So I just created the page. I didn't know how I was going to do it, or I created the channel. And it was the same with Facebook. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I just created it. And then just went from there, the thought process. I just started researching, looking at other channels, looking at how things were going. Eventually, Facebook became this business platform. Now it's not, kids went away from it. Kids don't use Facebook anymore. It's a business platform where businesses market the businesses now. And so it kind of, I've always had this sense that, you know, and social media is a free avenue for anybody, contractors, painting contractors, to market themselves and you know, just build their brand. It's just an incredible, you know, resource. And unfortunately, not a lot of, you know, contractors are using it. And then I also see contractors that are using it and using it the wrong way.
Right.
In a negative way too.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at your YouTube channel right now. And, you know, like I said, you have over 110,000 subscribers. You just put out a video, it says 2 days ago, 4 secret painting tips to painting stucco. You've already got almost 2,000 views on that thing. But here's what jumped out at me, man. In the last month, according to just me looking at your video list here, you have uploaded 27 videos.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And there are people that are not, and what's interesting is, you know, if I just read some of these titles, you know, how to stain a concrete driveway fast and easy, fixing an airless sprayer, how to fix a paint run, the 5 tools every carpenter or painter needs, how to do paint touch-ups like a pro, how to paint a house with an airless sprayer, Benjamin Moore paint review, Mad Dog primer review. I mean, it's on and on and on and on. This is absolutely like a wealth of knowledge for this industry. So what was the moment in time that the switch was flipped in you to just, maybe you didn't have a conscious moment where maybe it just happened for you, but what was the moment in time like when you went from a guy just shooting some videos to going, hey, I think I'm going to be the world's authority in the painting industry when it comes to YouTube?
You know, there definitely was a moment in time. And when I first started the YouTube thing, the very first video I created was one of the very first ones. It was just, you know, me and my wife on my couch, and I used the YouTube video as, it was just a video of who B&K Painting was. So if any of my prospective clients, you know, wanted to know who I was, I could direct them to say, I got this video on YouTube, and I'll tell you, you know, a little bit about my company. And so I made that video. And then another video I made right off the bat was, when I first started painting, I grew up in the contracting trades at a very young age, but I didn't start the painting thing until later on. I painted a little bit with my father, but it was later on. And when I started my painting company, that was, I started with a friend of mine, a really good friend who was a painter, but there was no information out there. We just started painting and kind of just learning on our own. There was no way to learn how to paint out there on the internet or even books or anything, how to use a sprayer. And I couldn't figure out, like, I mean, what tip should I use where? And I started spraying trim with like a 517 tip, just getting runs just everywhere. And so I made a video on, you know, what tip sizes to use after I learned, you know, from trial and error. I mean, everything I learned in painting was from trial and error, just about everything. And just from making mistakes and ruining a lot of paint jobs, ruining a lot of houses. I mean, I messed up a lot of houses in new construction. I made a lot of mistakes and learned. And so I was just throwing videos out there to help other painters just because I didn't have the help. And I was like, what the heck? I'll throw them out there. And then another thing I did was just make videos for my customers. And if they couldn't afford me to paint their room, I painted the outside of their house, but they needed to paint a room, they couldn't afford me. Here's how I do it. And I was just showing people, you know, how I do it. And if they would, if it helped them out, they can paint the room themselves. So I was throwing these videos out there, and YouTube was not big at all. There was like nobody like in home improvement and stuff like that in YouTube. And there was a few painters out there that threw a few little videos, and you know, we got like 100 views, and one guy had 150 views, and I was like, oh my gosh, can I get more views than him? And it kind of became like this little hobby and challenges. Can I get it more views than him on my video? And then he had, you know, like 150 subscribers, and I had 25, and it was just this weird little, you know, challenge within me. And it was kind of this little competitive thing, but it's just this little side hobby. And I just had a little camera that I had in my back pocket, a little Kodak Place for. And that was what I did my first 350 videos with. And so it was really this hobby. And back then, you know, you can, what we call monetize your videos in YouTube. They had to invite you, and they had asked you, you want your videos monetized? I said, yeah. And I got this check for $75, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, that just bought the camera that I had. And so, yeah, I just get these little small checks and, you know, here and there for, you know, several years. And it was just kind of cool. And it was just a simple little hobby. But it was about 2 years ago, YouTube actually invited me to San Bruno and their headquarters. And I was just blown away that they recognized me and noticed me. And so they invited me and 60 other channels to San Bruno. And so went to San Bruno, met 60 other channels there that in the majority of them, it was their full-time living. It was their YouTube channel. And I literally met channels, guys that were making millions of dollars on YouTube. And I went through 2 days of courses there, and YouTube convinced me I can do this as a full-time job and a full-time living. And I walked away from there, and I started thinking, I mean, I really love my career painting. It's a great career to have, a very rewarding career. And I'm thankful for the career, and financially, it's been just a blessing financially too. If you do it right, you can make a really good living. But I also had an education in computers, and I really loved computers. I loved computer software, and that's what making YouTube videos is all about, is the shooting video and editing video. And I love that side of it. I was very camera shy. I'm just terrible behind camera. And that was, you know, it was something eventually I learned over time to get more comfortable. But I walked away from YouTube several years ago with, I had about 19,000 subscribers. I didn't even have 20 at that time. And I just said, you know, I can take two things that I really love, put them together, and teach people what I love to do. And I walked away from there. I told my wife, I was like, we can do this full time, I think. And this can be, you know, a full time living and career, and let's give it a shot. And since that day, I've given it 100% to YouTube. I still, luckily, I have an absolutely amazing supervisor, John Cole, you know, runs the painting company for me. And he's been an absolute blessing. It's like, I wouldn't be able to do it without him. And so I don't have to be at the job sites every day painting, because he runs it. I do more shooting a video and getting in everybody's way than anything now.
So, you know, that was one of my questions I had for you. Is, I know there does come a point where, you know, the exposure on YouTube and things like that, that there are different opportunities and things that like that for you. But before, you know, it's pretty unlikely that the contractor that's listening to this right now is going to go off and have the YouTube success you've had. All right. I mean, it's just pretty unlikely. Before you were invited to their headquarters and all that other stuff, could you share how your investment of time and focus on your YouTube channel actually helped your local painting business?
Yeah. And I think it's YouTube and social media as a whole. And, you know, I focused on YouTube and I focused on Facebook, but YouTube was one of the things I wanted to, and I think it's important that every painting contractor out there, you know, just to help market themselves and help build their brand, is there's, you know, all these steps they should take. I mean, it's, you have to have a web page, you have to have a Facebook page, you have to have a really good high quality bid package. And one of them is, I believe, is a YouTube channel. And a YouTube channel is just a way for you to produce a video. And you don't have to have the knowledge how to produce the video yourself. There's a lot of people now that you can pay somebody, and it's not that expensive to pay to make a video of who you are. I mean, what is your paint company all about? And just tell your story in that video. And that's part of like a package that you're presenting to your customer to show them that you're this a legitimate painter. You're going to be around here for a long time. You've got a web page. You've got a Facebook page. You got a YouTube, mm-hmm. YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel, it's interesting for me. Now, I get quite a bit of work from my YouTube channel because, you know, my presence on YouTube, people all over the world are watching me. But here locally in my community, you know, where I live in Boise, you know, there's going to be some, but there's people, they're trying to paint some walls in their house or trying to do it themselves, remove wallpaper. And they get on YouTube because everybody's using YouTube to learn everything. And they're going to get on YouTube and then they'll start watching a video. And if you type anything painting, I'm the one that comes up. And so then they start watching me and then they eventually realize that I'm from their own community. And so then they call me up. They're like, I can't believe you live here. And so I get quite a bit of work, you know, from my YouTube channel. And I think it's important that, you know, that opportunity could present itself to any other painter out there. And it's not, I mean, a YouTube channel is, it's not difficult to make. It's not, it's free. And it's not difficult to produce and produce one that, you know, is a quality looking, professional looking channel. Mm-hmm. And just to put that content out there, just put a couple videos, you know, so your customers know you're a legitimate painter. Make a video how to roll a wall. Make a video how to do a cut-in. And maybe on the outside of a house, maybe do a video on how to spray your house with an airless sprayer. And just have, you know, some simple content that they can see, you know, you on YouTube and that platform. And that you're more than just a painter. Somebody that knows how to market your company.
Yeah, so my expertise is certainly not Google and SEO and all that other stuff, but let me see if my connection here is right with things I've been taught in the past. Google owns YouTube.
Yes.
So when you are relevant on YouTube in an industry, you're going to get more SEO love on Google. True or false?
That's
okay.
True.
All right. And I think the big thing here is, you know, I think it's about building trust. You know, when you go to somebody's website and it's content rich and there's how to's, and I mean, even the things that you were doing about sending people a video of how you would paint a room if they didn't want to hire you. I mean, that is, you are first adding value to people. And my guess is over the last X amount of years since you've been doing video is some of those people have come back and actually hired you for stuff.
Yes, quite a few. I probably do two or three jobs a month where people found me on YouTube and called me up for the work.
Love it. So, all right. So I've got a guy's YouTube channel up in front of me. He's been doing videos for about 2 years now. He's got 100 and something videos, 105, 120 videos, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Manages to only have 22 subscribers, and his most popular video, I sorted it by popularity, has 1,600 views over 2 years. So, and this is like, these are good titles, you know, for the most part, they're good titles. They're helpful in his industry. I'm trying to keep them confidential here. And there's locations in the titles. There are, they're pretty consistent. I mean, as far as contractors go,
right.
What advice do you give somebody who's been slugging away and just isn't getting the love?
It's really difficult on YouTube to start a YouTube channel now and get any recognition on YouTube and for them to even, the algorithms that even find you. And so, for instance, I'm the number one painting contractor on YouTube in the world. And, you know, YouTube, their algorithms are always going to throw me on top of everything as long as I produce content. But if you want to try to move into that space, you know, it's really difficult, but not impossible, because I've seen it happen. And the number one thing you have to do is you have to produce content, and you have to produce content on a regular basis. And I would say, from my experience, you're going to have to produce content on a regular basis for at least 2 years before YouTube's algorithms are going to recognize you and start to give you the benefit. And that would hold true unless you get lucky and get a viral video. And you can pay. There's companies who can pay them a lot of money to get you a viral video, or you can just do it on your own by just creating some content. But the other thing is you have to have something that's different. And so you have to produce content on a regular basis, but you got to have something that's different and unique. And you got to just find yourself in what's going to be unique about you that other people, because the algorithms don't see you, don't hear you, don't know what's going on the video. And these in YouTube, it's not people that put you high up on the search engines, it's computers. And so you got to just, if you want to get recognized by some people who are going to start sharing your stuff, you have to have something unique. So find something about you that's unique and different. So I do see a lot of people trying to copy my videos, even to the extent of using the same music as I use, which is just free music. You don't want to be the same as me. You want to be different. Find something different. When I started, you know, the kind of thing that made me stand out was, you know, I was this painter out there that had, you know, tattoos all over, and I was really big into bodybuilding back, you know, years back. And so, you know, I was very muscular, so I didn't look like your stereotypical painter. So it caught a lot of people's attention. And then I was kind of really shy on camera too, and stuff, and very soft spoken. And so I think it's just those three things together is what made me stand out. Other than all the other painters out there that were on YouTube, now it's flooded with them.
Right.
And so those are a few of the tips. Then you have to. There's a lot of backdoor stuff that people don't understand. Your tags are just absolutely important. The first two lines of your video description are just incredibly important, and they have to be well written and well thought out. And if they're not, if they're just the same old tags every time you produce videos, the videos are never going to be seen anywhere, and people aren't going to, you know, find them.
You earlier said that it's really hard for somebody to build a channel now.
So
what do you tell the guy that at the beginning of this interview, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then he hears, nah, it's going to be really hard. Don't bother. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't say that at all. I encourage, okay. I have a live show, and I have several painters on there that have started their own YouTube channels, and they kind of like promote them on my live show and stuff. And, you know, I encourage anybody that has a dream to do what I'm doing. Don't not do it. I mean, you have to give it a try, but it takes, like, to me, it's a lot of effort and a lot of time. I spend probably 50 hours a week on my YouTube channel. It takes a lot of work, but this is my passion and I love it. What I don't want to do is discourage people, because it can happen. And this is one example. I was at YouTube. I was invited to YouTube Utah, and a guy I met there a year and a half ago, he started a YouTube channel, and he just produced this video with his son that was, I think it was cutting open a soccer ball or something like that. And it was like, what's inside of a soccer ball? Put that video out, and the teacher just wanted him to put it on YouTube so they can show it to the class on YouTube. That video went viral. And now he has over 5 million subscribers, I believe, on his either combined channels or the one channel. When I met him, he had 2 million subscribers, and that was in a year and a half. I've got 100,000. In a year and a half, he had 2 million. And then it became so big, he created another channel. It's just a family blog. So they have a channel called What's Inside, and then they have a family blog. and he was an engineer, and his son was just the 6-year-old kid. He quit his job as an engineer, retired, and now he's full-time YouTube traveling the world with his YouTube channel. And so you never know. It's like you can produce a video. You don't have to be me to produce a video to get a million views. I got a video cutting in the ceiling line that's got 1.5 million views. Anybody can do it. It just has to be, it's kind of some of it's luck. Some of it is, you know, producing the right, you know, video in the right way and just titling it, tagging it, and doing all the right things to get it out there and get seen. But all it takes is one video. One video can make you a star. And so you have to just have that hope. And so you go out there and start producing content on a regular basis, and you may get that one video that may just pop your channel. And if you get one video that'll get you a million views, that's going to get you probably 20 to 30,000 subscribers right off the bat. And so, you know, it's not impossible. And I encourage, you know, anybody out there, there's several of them that I communicate and talk with and, you know, text messages with, and I share all the information. I want this space to have lots of painters out there so we can all get more information and get educated, because I'm just one painter out there, and I have just my methods of how to paint. There's so many different methods. I've been, you know, to London and back and seen, you know, how they paint over there, and it's so different how we paint here. And we need to share this information, and YouTube is this great platform. And you know, I know there's a couple painters out there that three or four of them, I know they're working really hard on their YouTube channel and trying to get it to go. And you just got to, you know, I did it for five years or so before it, you know, it really popped and got going. And
what I love about the, you know, you encouraging other painters to do and other contractors in their trades or whatever is, I believe that the more we let people behind the curtain in our trades, the more expertise is shown. One good byproduct of that is that people will understand that there's a lot more that goes into a trade, and on one level, it will justify why it costs so much money sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. A lot of time goes into this stuff, and the average consumer has no idea what it takes to paint something or build a retaining wall or whatever.
I don't think they do. I think I don't think there's a lot of respect for painters out there in our trade. And you know, what we do is incredibly difficult, and there's a lot of skill to it. And mm-hmm. you know, I think, you know, any journeyman painter out there, you know, has a lot of value and is worth a lot. And I think, you know, there's this thing, maybe some of the stereotypes and stuff of painters and stuff that we're just, you know, rough contractors that listen to, you know, hard music, drink, and are not educated. It's not true. And I hope, like, from my channel, one of my big goals is just to change that whole perception of what contractors are. And, you know, we are, you know, I'm highly educated, but I'm in the contracting world. I love what I do. And, you know, you look at my crew, and man, they're just high quality, clean cut guys. And, you know, and they're not, you know, what the stereotype, you know, is in people's minds out there. And I want to just change that whole thing and show people that, I mean, look, I got over 650 videos or something like that now on, and most of them are how to paint. And there's that much to it to learn to do what we do. It's a, you know, it's a skill that not a lot of people have.
So, you know, you brought up your crew and being some pretty solid dudes. Has the YouTube channel helped you find and or retain good people?
You know, I would say the it's interesting because I get a lot of people now contacting me wanting to work for me because of my YouTube channel. They see me on YouTube, and people from all over the world now are contacting me asking to come work for me. And so, I mean, yes, it has helped me. And, you know, the guys I have now that I have hired, they didn't find me on YouTube. Well, I think that one of them saw me on YouTube. He came from Texas and he's working for me right now. And I believe he saw me on YouTube. But you know, there's Facebook is even, Facebook is crazy because I've put an ad on Facebook and it was just overwhelming how many people, you know, applied to my Facebook ad. But I don't think YouTube is really as great of a platform for hiring people. The place I've had the most success of hiring employees is colleges, is going to the career center at colleges and putting ads there. Now you don't have to go there. You just do it online. Mm-hmm. And that's where John, you know, my supervisor that works for me now, he came from Boise Bible College. And I put an ad at Boise Bible College through the Career Center there. And he found me. And John's worked for me, I don't know, 12, 13 years now. And he's absolutely incredible. I mean, the best supervisor, the best employee I could have ever wished for. Absolutely amazing.
Last thing I got for you here is all right, let's say we got a guy listening. He's like, man, I want to start doing some video. I want to start telling a different story in my video, in my company, about who we are and really start establishing myself as the expert. Obviously he's not working full time doing this like you are. Maybe he is, depending on his company, right? But what do you tell the guy who's not able to devote full time to it? If you were going back, knowing what you know now, and had to start a channel all over again right now, what would your week look like with this aspect of it?
You know, obviously you got to work in your job that's producing the money. So for instance, since it's me, the painter, I'm painting, that's what's paying my bills. But my YouTube channel is going to be this side thing that I want to help, you know, market my company and brand my company. And maybe it can turn into a full-time job at some point in time. You're going to need to produce content on a regular basis and, you know, quality content. And I think, you know, one video a week is a goal, to produce a video a week. And I think eight hours for shooting the video and editing the video is a good amount of time to allocate to shooting and editing that video and getting it uploaded on YouTube. And you know, one of the things I do now that I didn't do in the past, which I think is very important, is really think about the subject you're going to shoot. And you know, spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes just thinking about, you know, what's the title and what is this subject and what's it going to be about? And then really think about, okay, how do I need to shoot this video? What's the outline going to be? Just walk yourself through that process. I'm trying to put a lot more thought into my videos so they just make more sense, flow better, just look more professional. Instead of, it used to be, I just carried a Kodak placeboard in my back pocket and we would just be painting along and I would just whip it out and start painting or start videoing. Now I think if you just gave it, you know, 15 to 20 minutes, think it through, going, what's today's topic going to be about? Like the other day it was four secrets to painting stucco. And we really thought about that. John and I kind of, you know, hashed back and forth. It's like, what would really catch people's attention? Mm-hmm. You know, and instead of just showing people how to paint stucco, it's like, let's give them four secrets, four things that we've never shown about painting stucco that we haven't really highlighted and shown in a video. And so in those catchy things, like, you know, three hacks, four secrets, or just try to find something out there, because there's multiple videos out there how to paint stucco, but there's not any that have that like catchy thing, you know, the secrets to painting stucco. And here's three of them we're going to tell you right now. So it's really thought out. But I think, you know, if you gave it 8 hours a week and, you know, you can still work your job full time in 8 hours, if you're going to try to make this thing into something more than just three or four videos, is a good goal. And then the other thing is making, to me, it has to be just good quality and professional video. One mistake I keep seeing on Instagram and even Facebook is people putting out content out there where they're cussing or making little short, because Instagram is like 30 second to 1 minute clips. And I've seen some stuff on Instagram from some painters and other contractors that, I mean, they're a prospective customer client would be horrified if they saw it, and they're going to look at it and say, I'm never going to hire this guy. I mean, and so I think you got to be aware that your prospective customers and clients these days, they're searching the internet to find, you know, somebody to paint or do their job. And they're looking at Yelp, they're looking at Angie's List, but they're looking at Instagram, they're looking at Facebook, and they're looking at YouTube. And so everything you put out there needs to be professional, respectful, and just good quality content.
Good stuff, man. You've certainly taken your commitment to learning the craft of painting. You've applied it to what you're doing in your marketing. And that's really, you know, whether we're marketing our business, leading our teams, selling our services, those are all skills that can be learned and developed. And you've done that with the marketing of your business. So, well, Chris, I appreciate you hanging out with us today and kind of sharing your story and stuff like that. How can people find you? How can they reach out to you if they wanted to get in touch?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is The Idaho Painter Home Improvement How To's. I got just a wealth of information there. My website is theidahopainter.com. On my website, I offer email support, phone support. I even sell copies of my bid packet for people that want to see how I go about bidding. I got a 20-page bid packet that I hand to a customer if they just want one room painted. I love Instagram. My Instagram is growing rapidly. It's Idaho Painters. And then my Facebook page is The Idaho Painter. I'm all over. I got a bunch of other social media on everything. But I love helping painting contractors out and contractors. Go check out my website. I got a lot of, ways I can help you guys out and, hopefully grow your business.
Awesome, man. Well, again, I appreciate you being here. We'll make sure to get all that in the show notes. And so people can find you, and appreciate you joining us on the Contractor Fight today, man. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. It's been awesome.
All right, Travis, bring in the guitars, and we'll catch you guys next time on the Contractor Fight.